Since we do have a quorum, we will go ahead and move on to our first item on the agenda. Is we have four sets of meeting minutes. And I would ask you, if you're not speaking at the time, to please put your phone on mute so that we can hear those that are speaking. Our first item on the agenda is we have four sets of meeting minutes, the first of which is a July executive meeting, which is on page one. Pages two through four is our July quarterly meeting. Pages five and six are August executive meeting. Pages seven and eight, our September executive meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I move the approval of all minutes as a group.
So I have a motion on the floor and a second.
Second.
I'll second that.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second on the floor to approve all sets of minutes. Are there any further discussions, questions, or concerns? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. We move down to our financial report. Mayor Smith.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. You will find your financial report starting on page 9. Pages 9 to 11 is our statement of financial position. Pages 12 to 13 is a statement of activities for September. You'll notice we had a positive cash flow, or a positive change in net assets of $83,000. And for the year of date, statement of activities found on the next two pages, $193,000 change in net assets, the positive. Following that is our income statement, followed by the GL account ledger, followed by, on page 31, the summary of subcontract expenditures, followed by the AP check register on pages 32 through 36. And on page 37, we have two contracts needing board approval, $50,000 for Lancaster sewer improvements and $2,500 for Franklin Planning Assistance. I will move that we approve the September financial report, including the two contracts located on page 37.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Treasurer, we will accept that. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a second on the floor. Any further questions, concerns, or comments regarding the financial report, including the two contracts that need approval? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. See, our next item is we have one comprehensive economic development strategy SEDS update for 2020. I think that should be in your packet. Would open the floor up for any questions or concerns that you might have about this, or David, if you have any comments that you would like to make on behalf of it.
Thanks, Judge. I'll just make one comment on it. First of all, let me just say, kind of as a segue, my appreciation to everybody being on this call tonight. I know it's awkward. It's a little unwieldy. We have to jump on the call. We kind of have to – it's just difficult, more difficult to be able to do business and to get things. But this is the way we are designed. This is the way the organization is chartered, and it's the way that we have to operate. And one of those requirements is that we do bring before the full board on an annual basis the annual approval of the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. And just as a refresher, the SEDS is a requirement that we are contracted to do part of the Economic Development Administration that is the funder of kind of the foundation of why the Area Development District exists. And I will say that in addition to this, you know, quick preview that you see in the resolution on page 38, I will mention, and maybe Shane will go into more detail in his presentation, that his staff members are actually doing an economic resiliency plan right now. The five-year update, I think, is due in a few years, but they are actually going community to community, checking to see what industries need additional assistance and what areas that we can be supportive in during this COVID time. We certainly are operating in the new COVID economic environment, recognizing the fact that many people have been displaced or looking for new jobs, and that's an area that I will let Amy address when she does her workforce update. So it just ties into everything that we do, and I appreciate it, the board taking it for consideration this evening.
Thank you, Mr. David. Any other questions, comments, or concerns concerning the SEDS update? Hearing none, would entertain a motion for approval.
Move the adoption of the resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor, we have a motion, a second on the floor. Any further discussions? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries, is approved. Thank you. Mr. David, it's back to you for your district staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will keep this very short tonight. Let me just say how happy I am to be back with the Bluegrass ad, and I really appreciate the warm reception that I've had since coming back from Washington, D.C. It's been nothing short of just a warm welcome and very inviting to be back home. I enjoyed my time with the Navy. I've always enjoyed my service with the Navy. This past year was no exception, with the possible exception of being the hardship being separated from my family. So it's great to be back home with them. It's great to be back home with my Bluegrass Ad family. And I do want to give a special recognition to Bob Casher for the amazing job that he did in the past year. I think one of the comments that he was kind of a little bit reserved about taking the position prior to my departure. And I think I remember saying to him at one point, what could possibly go wrong in 1 year's time? And of course, we saw exactly what happened in that 1 year time, the amazing upset with the pandemic that we're dealing with. And Bob was certainly the right man at the right time to handle that. He re-energized the staff. He kept everybody informed, kept everybody calm, kept everybody protected. And I thank him from the bottom of my heart for handling that big job while I was gone, and also raising the ad up to be able to do more than what they would have possibly been able to do, and more relevant than ever before. So my hat's off to Bob and his work. I will turn the floor over to Shane to give the community planning update.
Thank you, David. I'm going to try to make this as short as I can. My report, I think, is listed in the document as well. We're currently waiting on DLG to report back to us on the three CDBG applications that we submitted in August. We have the North Mercer Water Improvements CDBG, the Stanford Sewer Improvements, the Clay City Sewer Line Rehabilitation. We hope... love to get all three of those, but hopefully we can get at least a couple of them. If you're interested in doing the community development block grants, I'd love for you all to get in touch with us as soon as possible. The deadline on those are not to August of 2021, but the earlier we start, the better CDBG we can put together for your community. And so I can't stress enough how important it is to start that process early. Obviously, in economic development, we're not only doing just our standard CDBGs, which include your water lines, your sewer lines, your community facility, different things like fire departments, YMCAs, those kind of things that we've done in the past. But we're also involved a lot in the economic development, community development block grants as well. We're doing several of those, more than I've really seen in a long time. I think Mayor Fraley talked about how he's seeing a lot of economic development, and it's a good sign to see. I don't know how it continues to happen under these circumstances, but we definitely love seeing that. So if there's anything we can do, you have an existing industrial development that might need to expand, or a new industrial development coming in the community that could use some of that money, we'd love to try to apply for that for them as well. One of the big things that the board has asked that staff do is to look into broadband in the rural area, and we continue to do that literally every day. In the last month, we have been involved in several meetings concerning broadband. A couple of these were at the Frankfort office with Tony Wilder, and on behalf of the Kentucky Council of Area Development Districts. And we discovered in that with the group that we had met with, that was a statewide group. It had the school board and several other agencies on it across the state, that they were seeing the same thing we did, that mapping was an important part of the component that just did not exist in a way that made it easy to figure out where the planning needs to take place and actually where the federal money might be able to be spent and utilized and gone after, but also just where there was just not good information on where broadband existed. And so they as well are trying to apply for money at a statewide level that will help each one of our counties if they get them, that is going to be very similar to what we've seen done in Scott, Woodford, and Bourbon counties. The crowdsourcing speed test data that we're getting now currently in those three counties, we're hoping to eventually get those statewide. We're also, was very fortunate that the Judge Adams asked me to be in Lincoln County, and when we were there, the local PBA actually mentioned an ARC grant through the Center of Rural Development. Now, only three of our counties actually qualify for that, Lincoln, Garrett, and Estill counties, but we are applying for those, and staff are looking for different methods maybe to get the rest of our ARC counties, as well as applying for that same grant district-wide. What that does for us would give us the other side of this study that we're talking about. You would get the mapping and the speed test information done through the crowdsourcing, which hopefully we'll get through the state. And if not, we'll probably look at applying for that a different way as well. But you get the feasibility side of it that tells you more about what information is currently there, like what companies are currently there and what speeds they're actually offering in each one of these blocks. And we found what we've seen with the data coming back from Scott and Woodford and Boyle counties, that's going to be very important for us in the planning of that. We also had a company come and do a presentation or natural resources group last month that puts fiber in the water lines across the district. They actually placed the actual fiber itself inside the water lines. And so as Karen Levern, who works with our Kentucky Infrastructure Authority, as we've been meeting with the local utility managers, we've been discussing that with them as well to see what the interest is across the district and possibly doing something like that, or if they would have interest in utilizing those lines. I will say that most of them are not as interested as we are as planners. It's easy for me as a planner to say, man, that sounds like a great idea, because Bluegrass Area Development District is fortunate to have roughly 98% of the households served by water inside the district. So to me, it's a really quick option to get internet there as well, and a cheaper way of getting fiber to the premise and to the household. But utility managers are not as quick on that process as I am. So we're working with them. There are some areas that seem to have some interest in it. Maybe that'll expand over time to some other people once they see that it's actually working inside the district. With that, Chair, I submit my report.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Shane. Mr. Chair, next I would call on Celeste Collins to give an aging update.
Thank you, David. I will be brief. Our staffing report is in your packet on pages 39 to 41, and in that you can see a full report of what each of the Bluegrass Ad staff in the aging department have done over the past month. The only thing I would want to add is just to let everyone know that we are continuing to provide meals to anyone age 60 and over through our county senior centers. They are working very hard to get meals out to everyone, and they're doing a tremendous job at that. Our in-home providers are also still out there working with the homebound folks who need supports irregardless of COVID, and they have staff that have been going in and out of the homes to help those folks and make sure that they are okay. November is National Caregiver Month, so if you know anyone who is a caregiver, please give them a pat on the back and in honor of the hard work that they do all year round. Lastly, we in the aging department, similar to what Shane reported with SED's report, we have what's called an area plan. And we are gearing up to do our three-year plan for that. So we'll have a community needs survey that will be posted within the next month. And so I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. If you follow our department on Facebook. It'll be posted on Facebook and also be posted on our website. And we need, the more respondents we get on that, the better it helps us to know how to plan for our next 3 years. And with that, I submit our report.
Thank you, Celeste. Mr. Chair, next I would like to call on Amy Glasscock to give the workforce update.
Good evening. I'll also try to keep this brief. Through our Kentucky Care Centers, we continue to serve our participants virtually. We have, we've actually served more folks virtually than we have before the centers closed down. One of our centers in another region in Northern Kentucky, they are piloting right now to see how the centers can open with the WIOA staff. We have talked with the state partners, which is unemployment, career development office, and the vocational rehabilitation office, and at this time they do not plan on moving back into the career centers anytime soon. It would probably be sometime next year before they come back into the centers. I do want to announce that we have a small business summit, and we recognize that that was something when COVID happened that was needed. So next week on the 10th, we're having a small business summit. We do have a few spots still remaining. Mayor Blythe, Mayor Fraley, and Judge Taylor are participating in that with us, along with EKU and DCTC. We are offering again this year our UK ophthalmology program to assist folks to get training to learn to be eye care assistants. Right now we have about 11 people that have been interested in that training. Over the last 4 or 5 months, we've been focusing on assisting our jail population. We have piloted with Fayette County, and we are virtually meeting with inmates that are ready to get released 2 times a week, and then once they're released, we're helping them with employment through our work-based learning program. We are also working on our strategic plan through our Workforce Innovation Board, and we hope to have that completed by January. In Madison County, and Mercer County, and Woodford County, we're also working with them in the jails as well. We have developed some recordings. If anyone is only speaks Spanish or is deaf and hard of hearing, we've developed some videos that we have placed on our website to help. I do want to announce that I sent out a link to several of you yesterday. Our Workforce Services Manager, Tiffany Reeves, our youth program here in the Bluegrass was recognized by the Department of Labor as kind of being an outstanding representation of how to handle and work with youth during a pandemic. So she did a webcast, and it was released this week. So I sent that link out to several of you. So we're super proud of Tiffany and our youth program. We're also focusing on the youth, in-school youth in several of our counties through the JAG as well, and our Kentucky Employees Youth Program. Our Lexington Career Center will be moving, hopefully in March. We have begun the process now. And then in our Mercer County area, we have our Campbellsville University. We're making it an access point, and she will be serving Mercer, Anderson, and Franklin counties, and we'll be trying to get access points in Franklin and Anderson County as well. And with that, I submit my report.
Thank you, Amy. Mr. Chair, I would also point out that the further details of the district staff report can be found on pages 39 to 45 in the board packet. And I would also like to mention before wrapping up my report, just to give a quick COVID update. We do have the mayors and judges meet on a weekly basis to share information that's going on at the local level. And Mayor Blythe did a good job reminding us today of the far-reaching impacts that this pandemic is having on people. For your staff at the Bluegrass Ed, since the beginning of the pandemic in March, we've had a total of 7 people within your staff that have tested positive. Recently, with the uptick, we've had 3 people in the past 2 weeks that have tested positive. We have had them stay at home. People who were in contact with them did receive additional tests, and so far we've been blessed not to have any additional positive cases. TAB has brought in extra cleaning from the cleaning crew to disinfect surfaces and try to maintain a safe working environment. We do wear masks whenever we are in presence of other coworkers. We haven't put any limitations on people coming to the office. It's on an as-need basis only. And people do continue to take advantage of technology and work from home. And I have to say that I'm very proud of the job that all the department heads are doing, working with their staff to ensure that everybody is fully engaged and working, providing services, and doing everything they can to continue to work throughout this pandemic. It's just the new norm that we have to deal with, but everybody continues to plug away and work hard. Although it does present obstacles and challenges, I know that Jacqueline in particular has been very challenged with being able to move documents and transfer files, do the things that are necessary with the actual handling of paperwork that's required on the finance and administrative side. But everybody's pulling together and doing the best they can. I encourage anybody that wants to reach out to me, to any of the department heads or any of your other staff at the Bluegrass Ed, feel free to do so. We love hearing from you. We love hearing about your ideas that you have for your communities, and we stand by to help and assist in any way we can. And with that, Mr. Chair, pending any questions or concerns, I respectfully submit my report.
Mr. Chairman, may I inquire of Ms. Glasscock, please?
Yes, sir, please.
Amy, I appreciate the times in the past when you have pulled up the information on unemployment numbers on a county-by-county basis. I don't know why I have so much trouble finding that stuff. You'll get the number for the state as a whole, but I have a heck of a time trying to find the county information. If you could send that out to each county judge and the mayors on a monthly basis, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Those numbers, it just seems like that those numbers fluctuate widely month to month in individual counties. And I don't know why, but it would be good to have that information.
Okay. So, yeah, I can do that. And I think Chip may have put that information on the ads website, or I know he was working on that as well. So, but yeah, I can definitely, I or Rolando Thacker, our business service manager, will send them to you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very good. Thank you. Is there any other questions for Shane, Celeste, Amy, or David? Okay. And Mr. Shane, we will go on down and let you report to us on our committees, councils, and boards.
Thank you, Judge. I'm going to do this real quick by tying them all together, but I do want to put in a real quick plug for our committees and our councils that we have, and ask that we are starting to send out notices of those meetings to every mayor and judge every time. I think I've got staff doing that now, and you're always, of course, welcome to attend those. And a little, I appreciate the work that folks like Mayor Fraley has done in helping us bring back our, you know, our tourism, our historic preservation, natural resources. All of those committees are really bringing a lot of great content, I think, to the communities now, and to your employees in some cases, and to your whole staff that attend these in your community. So the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Advisory Committee, the Regional Planning Council, Regional Transportation Committee, and the Tourism and Historic Preservation and Recreation Advisory Committee reports can be found on pages 46 through 56. So with that, I ask for approval.
So moved by Pete Beatty.
Bruce will second.
Thank you, Mayor. So we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any questions, comments, concerns over any of the reports or anything Shane has said? Hearing none, and all those in favor, please signify by aye.
I'm going to walk.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Shane. We do have one CURP that we need approval on, and you can find that on page 57.
I would move the approval of that CURP, but I have a question on that.
Please, sir.
It's an interesting project. But the description talks about a lot of things that are going to be going on there, and the only money is the federal money at $140,000. There's no applicant, state, local, other. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to do in the description of the project for $140,000. And it doesn't appear that there's any. David, does anybody have any additional information? I mean, it seems like a great project. I'm going to vote to approve the CURB, but Does anybody have any additional information on that?
I do not, Mayor. I'm sorry. I'll have to get more information for you. I apologize.
It sounds like kind of a farmer's market, public market. I mean, it's a great idea. So I don't know. My motion stands. I move the approval of the curb.
Thank you, sir. Do we have a second?
A second.
Motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussions, questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Is there anything else to be brought before us this evening? Hearing none, then, would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, I get a second?
Second.
So I have a motion and a second on the floor for adjournment. I would like to make one comment to us together while we're here. As we all continue to watch the update of our election that's going on nationwide, I would be remiss if I didn't remind us each and all, whether or not the person you want and or voted for will be in office or not, just keep reminding yourself and know that the Lord and Savior that we serve is still on the throne. And I just would be remiss if I did not mention that. So,
amen.
We get all of our hope from Jesus Christ above. So with that, I've got a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next time.